Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, Biden, as we know, went to the Middle East and groveled before the Saudis after having called them a pariah state. And called them a pariah state, and particularly the head guy. What's the head guy's name? The prince, the crown prince.
MBS, there you go.
Thank you. Then they say that they, you know, Biden claims that he killed, that he had Khashoggi killed. Now, so what I did was I said, well, that's interesting. The media just is fixated on the death of this journalist. And so what I did was I went and Googled. I said, how many journalists get killed worldwide? And in 2012, that was the peak. Michael, it was 147 journalists got killed worldwide, followed by 143, 110, 114. And so it, you know, you could say that over the last 10 years, that it has averaged more than 100 journalists across the globe get killed every year. Why is Khashoggi so special? Why does our media make Khashoggi out to be like the exception to the rule, the only journalist who gets killed? I don't have a clue. I really don't. But journalists get killed a lot, and there are a lot of political killings of journalists. So dealing with a country that where a journalist has been killed, and it's been a political assassination. If we decided that it was that all of those countries shouldn't be dealing with them, then there'd be lots of countries around the globe that we couldn't deal with at all. And the one closest to us, south of our border, is one of the deadliest in the world for journalists. Now, the other thing that I found interesting about this trip is that haven't we been hearing for the last, 4 or 5 months that the reason we have high gas prices is Putin, you know, you're darn tootin', let's blame it on Putin, that's what we've been hearing over and over again. So Biden goes to Saudi Arabia and asks them to increase their production. He comes away claiming that they said they would, and then says that will lower gas prices. So which is it? Is it Putin that has caused gas prices to go up? Or is it a reduction in supply that has caused it? In which case, if it's a reduction in supply, then what Biden has done to our domestic supply of fossil fuels since he's been in office is cut them dramatically and has done everything he can to keep them from being increased. And so when you just look at the mess that Biden is making both in the world and our domestic economy, and you just focus on those two questions about Khashoggi and the way that the press and the left has lifted him up to be some kind of exception to the rule, and then the way that Biden has treated energy, and now we know that even he knows that if you increase supply, you'll lower the price. So that's where we are, and Biden says that the Saudis promised to raise productions, and the Saudis say we didn't make any kind of promise like that because we're already at close to our peak anyway.
And there is today's commentary. Yes, you point out some very, very good points there, Crom.